Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie, let me bring in Teresa. Teresa's contacted us on 51551. What's happened, Teresa?
Joe, I volunteer with an arch club, people with special needs.
Okay.
We're taking them on the 27th of bank, the Sunday of the bank holiday, down to Waterford for an overnight stay. I mean, I rang up about an hour ago to book tickets on the train, going and coming. Tell me, I can't book tickets because it's a bank holiday weekend.
And why not?
They just said there's a policy is nobody can book seats on the train on a bank holiday weekend. I explained to the lady, I have a group of people.
And they need to be seated, yeah.
I said I have Down syndrome, I have people with autism, I have people who are very slow walkers, I've nobody can open church up. But they need to be in their own company on the train. I can't get with them across the train on the seat.
So this is for, the bank holiday is the last Monday in October, so that means it's the 28th of October. So
the 27th.
Yeah.
We're going on Sunday, the 27th of October.
Which is the bank holiday Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, that's a 9 o'clock train in the morning. And we're coming back on the, I think it's 6 o'clock on the Monday evening. We're giving them 2 days more. We're going on the Surbiton Railway. It's just a Halloween treat.
Great.
But we can't do, we used to do a ghost thing, but there's no ghost around this year that we can afford. So we thought we a good deal from Julie's Hotel in Waterford. We're taking them on the train. We have free passes, Joe.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay €10, €5 down and €5 back for them on the seats on the train. I'm told I can't do that. I need to get to the train station early.
Now, Irish Rail say there's lots of engineering works going on this weekend. In other words, a bank holiday. I think they do them at bank holiday weekends. So they cannot guarantee group bookings. But they say if you ring group sales, they might be able to help. So that's a little step forward. We'll give you the number, Teresa. By the way, I should also say that somebody has been on and has already paid for. Now, I'll explain Gillian's situation, her pain patches where she can't get them, and you heard anyone listening to her would have from her stuff. But somebody has paid for her pain patches for Julian. If she needs them, hopefully she won't. Hope she gets her kidney transplant soon. She needs them for the next 3 years, which is fantastic. Okay, how many volunteers are with your group, Teresa?
We have 4 volunteers, Joe. But in saying that, we would have younger people that have come up through the club. The club's been going 35 years, and we have people that's been in it since the original club started. And they're good helpers. They help out with people. And, you know,
okay. Your line, unfortunately, will be like the train lines that weekend, a bit intermittent.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault, a bit intermittent. Okay, if we give you the number, maybe you could ring them. They would have heard you on the programme, Teresa. So, and by the way, well done on all the work you do and people like you, and well done to all the people who travel with you. You're a great group. That's Teresa O'Brien, 51551.